What's up, my people? It's Sam here, and today I want to talk about how I tripled my reach without paid advertisement.
So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action, and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply, and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career, and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back. And so, you know, this episode will be a little bit technical because, you know, I just want to share something that I think would impact people's businesses. And so for my few folks that are not super technical in this, please bear with me. But, you know, what you can do is you can repeat this and then listen over and over again, and then it will make sense. But, you know, I've been looking to, you know, skyrocket the Arisen Nation brand for quite a while now. And, you know, and honestly, it's been challenging. It's more easy to scale a business, like an actual business, than to scale, you know, like kind of like a social enterprise. It's very difficult. And so gradually what we've been trying to do is to move from the social enterprise kind of, you know, mindset or idea into, you know, actually being a capitalist business, right? So for those who haven't seen what we are doing, we are currently cranking up lots of products that would, products and services that would help people to actually, you know, make more money. In that regard, we make more money as well, right? And then in turn, you know, help the society, because that is what, you know, business should be. It should be about, you know, caring for those who actually need us the most, right? And, if you listen to the episode where I talked about, you know, making more and giving more, this basically ties up to it, right? The more you make, the more you should give. Okay. And so there's no problem with making more money, as long as it's into a societal cause or stuff like that, you know, the better. And so for you all, you know, social enterprise, you know, CEOs and presidents and executives of social enterprises listening to this episode, please make sure you tie in a capitalist side of things inside of your social enterprise. That way you can help more people make more money, and then you can help even more people. Okay. And, that was just by the way, but, so that is what we've been doing currently. And the shift from being a social enterprise into being a full blown out, you know, capitalist agency, not agency per se, but an enterprise, we've had that friction going on. And the friction here is that, you know, most people are not used to, you know, reselling products and services, right? And so it's been tough, but slowly we are, you know, making it work. In the sense that so far we have three products in the game right now. We have three products, actually two in the game as I'm speaking right now, and then a third one is along the line. But so basically we have a course called the Make It Happen course. Okay. The Make It Happen course. And this course is, it's a free course. Basically, it's super free. Like I paid a lot of money for it. I paid, my mentor, you know, license fee, basically to license it out. So he gives me the right to share it as well. And so basically I can give it, you know, I'm giving it to everyone, like, you know, who wants to learn how to, basically plan their goals and plan it effectively so they can be able to achieve it. Because the reason most people don't, you know, achieve their goals is because they don't have a proper plan. I don't have a proper plan. And this has helped me tremendously. And so I feel that it will help someone else out there. And so if you want it, this is not an episode to promote it, but if you want it, just go to arisenglobal.com/TAMS2019, and it's going to direct you to the page. You can sign in, it's free, and then you can download the videos, do whatever you want to do, but listen to it and take action. Okay. And then the next course we have is Emerge Secrets Program, and this Emerge Secrets Program is all about this, you know, how to take your idea into cash, right? Most people start business, and then they think, you know, they just got a product idea, and then they run into it, and then they realize that it's more difficult than it is, right? It's more difficult than it seems, right? And so they find out in the game and it becomes really challenging and they just drop it, right? And so this program, it's a masterclass where, you know, I work through how people are, you know, how the gurus and myself and other people have moved from IDF to cash, like in a short amount of time, and how they've done it effectively so they can be able to make more money. Okay. And that is what this program is about. Emerge Secrets, that is all it is about. And that program, we've been trying to, you know, promote it for a while now. We have a couple students going on there. Again, this is not a program to, you know, advertise it. Even as a matter of fact, right now, you can't even buy it. If you have enough money, you can't even buy it. As at the time I'm recording this, you can buy it. But, you know, in the future, you can go there. You can go buy it. But currently, you can go to emergesecrets.com, emergesecrets.com to find out, you know, details about how to, you know, get involved. Maybe by the time you're listening to this, it's up. I don't know, but, you know, that's just what it is, because I batch my content. Okay. I batch my, you know, episodes. So, you know, so what I'm, you know, when you're going to listen to this, it'll be 2 weeks in the game or 3 weeks in the line. Right. And so, but the reason I'm sharing this whole, you know, the programs we are doing and stuff like that is because, you know, I have something awesome to share with you. And it's all about, you know, we trying to scale this from, you know, making a little bit money to making more money. Okay. And, most people, we'll resume to, we'll basically use, you know, paid advertisements. Now, there are two different kinds of advertisement, right? There's, you know, the organic one, the one you don't pay, okay? The organic one, and then we have the paid one. The paid one is where, you know, you literally pay money to someone or an organization to advertise, right? And so you go to the radio station and then you do advertisements there. You pay, you know, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 a month to, you know, for the radio station to announce your adverts, right? That is paid advertisement. You can also do it, you know, in the social media using Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and all these networks going on there, right? And so that's the paid side of things. You can also do TV. You can also do, you know, native advertisements. You can do Google, you know, there's a whole lot of different forms of advertisements. But the reason we decided not to do paid advertisements is because I have a theory about paid advertisements, and it's that if your offer is not converting on organic reach or non-paid ones, it's not going to work on paid advertisements. Okay. And that is my theory. I'm yet to meet someone to challenge me on this, but basically, if you're trying to sell something and you are not paying advertisements and it's not selling as it should, right? Not on this on a large scale, but if it's not selling at all, then there's no way it's going to sell, you know, when you start doing paid advertisements. And so if you have a business, like you're trying to sell, and for a long time you haven't sold any piece of it, you have not sold even one piece or two or 10 or how, you know, any amount, and you think, you know, running advertisements would solve the problem, please trust me, it won't. There's a problem with your offer, with your messaging, and there's a whole lot, you know, going on. It could be the messaging, it could be the offer, it could be the market. Those are the three things typically that would affect, you know, people not patronizing your product or service, right? But, you know, what I always encourage new companies and new people who are looking to, you know, put their products and services or their business out there, is that, you know, first off, try and then use your free stuff. Try exhausting all your free accommodating, you know, avenues, like, you know, your WhatsApp, your own Facebook platform, your Instagram, your WhatsApp broadcast list, right? Try to exhaust all those, you know, avenues, and then what you're going to do is you're going to use that as a training wheels. You're going to use that as a training wheels to see if your messaging is right, your market is right, and your offer is right. Using free advertisement without paying a dime, to any avenue out there, you would be able to quickly, you know, you'll be able to quickly correct all forms of marketing errors, all forms of, offer errors, and all forms of, your product's, you know, positioning. Okay. And so, that is why we decided not to do paid advertisements. I do paid advertisements for my personal, you know, I have a fashion brand. I also have other, you know, consulting businesses here and there, and I run advertisements for them. But the reason I didn't do for Arisen was because, you know, was because I wanted to, you know, make sure the offer works, the messaging works, and the market works, right? And so right now we've been able to know exactly what, you know, how we can position ourselves, and now we are ready to do paid advertisement. Okay. But way before I started doing paid advertisement, I decided to do something that I did in my, you know, my fashion brand, and it turned out super great. Again, this is a very nerdy, you know, episode. And, but please stay with me, and then you understand everything I'm talking about. It'll come full circle. Okay. Now, so we did, you know, some time ago when we started our Risen podcast, we decided to do some paid advertisements on Facebook. And so we spent about, I think 300 cedis on Facebook, to advertise so people would start listening to the podcast. And honestly, that was a failed campaign. The campaign didn't go so well. First off, it was because we had a short, you know, window. We had a short window of opportunity. It was literally 3 days into our, you know, we launching the podcast, and then I decided to do the advertisement, right? And so it was super, super late. And the reason, you know, we being late, you know, affected it was because we were not a known brand, right? We're not a known brand. And so people didn't know a lot about us. And so it was very, you know, the friction was there. And so we literally, out of the campaign, we literally had just 16 people interested in listening to the episodes and stuff like that. And that was, I would say that wasn't a waste of money, but, you know, it wasn't a successful campaign. Okay. And so, you know, when I was trying to, launch the Arisen podcast again, the Emerge Secrets program again, I decided to ask myself, do I want to try this again? And so instead, what I did was I decided to do what we call the contest. I decided to do a contest. Now, we all know a contest. We all have participated in a contest of a sort, right? All those things where you see people say that share this with these people, and then you increase your scores, right? And then there's a set date. The more scores you attain on that contest, the higher your chances of winning, right? We all have done this before. We share links and stuff like that, right? And so I was like, you know what? Why don't I actually implement this and see how it goes? Okay. Because again, it's still in the line of free. We are still doing free stuff, right? And so I decided, you know what? I'm going to give away 3 copies of my course for free. I'm just going to give it away for free, and test it to see how it works, right? And so we started a campaign, and then, and what happened was that I was blown away. I was super blown away. We reached over 600 people. And obviously we just have 3 winners, but like that was what happened. Our exposures tripled. First we had about 200 engagements overall in the Arisen community, but now we have like 600, and it all came from the podcast. I don't know why I keep saying podcast. It all came from the contest we ran. Okay. It all came from the contest. And the contest, you know, helped us triple our, you know, reach from YouTube, from Facebook, from Instagram as well. And it was awesome. And, you know, we had a lot of referrals, you know, going up, up and down. People were referring us because they had heard of us, and then they heard the podcast, and they're like, they are super excited. And then they were asking about the calls here and there. And then it all went, you know, the ripple effect took place. But basically that was what happened. And the results came about from a contest. Now here's the lesson. You know, I remember one of my students, asked me, why am I not running advertisements? Why am I not running advertisements? I do a lot of advertisements. So why am I not running advertisements for my programs? And, first off, here's a lesson. Before you start running advertisements on Facebook or any form of paid advertisements, make sure your market works. Make sure your product or your offer works. Okay. Your offer first, your market, and then your product. Like, it should work, right? It should work. Your messaging should be very key. Yeah. You should know what makes people tick inside of your market. Okay. And that way, the fastest way to do it is through using organic reach, reaching out to people, and then, you know, knowing what works and what doesn't work, refining the offer, and then making sure that, you have a solid offer, you have a solid product, and a solid market and now paid advertisement would work. Most people don't do this. And so they go into paid advertisement and they blow lots of money. It's because of these three things they haven't nailed down yet. So that's the first lesson. Please make sure these three things have been narrowed down to the T before you even move ahead. And then secondly, what you can start doing is using contests. You know, we all do this, right? We all have different forms of, you know, we share a whole lot of links all over the place in the quest of winning something from a company or a brand. Or recently Nike did it and it was super engaging, right? People were sharing. I had like 10 of my friends sharing Nike links and I was like, what is going on? I went to check and then lo and behold, it was a contest. Okay. And so how can you implement contests in your business? You have an offer, you have a service, you have something that you want to promote out there. Trust me, a contest is the best way to go. Now, there are softwares that will help you do contests. Like there's Viper, there is AppSumo, there is Connect.io. There are several apps there or softwares that would help you do that. But if you don't have the money to actually afford those softwares, the easiest way to do is to use your Instagram or your Facebook or your WhatsApp. Basically, like you can do it in a very short, easy way, right? Just tell people to go, give different forms of results or rewards for them. They can win this, like, right? Maybe you sell shoes, right? You ask yourself, okay, can I afford to give 2 of my shoes away? Can I afford to give, 5 of my shoes away, right? And then you should be able to afford, giving it away. And then what you have to start asking yourself is this, what form of reward can I give aside from the results? Like, what can they do so that they can be able to participate in that event, right? And so it could be basically liking your page, right? It could be commenting on your WhatsApp or sending a message or sharing to 10 people, right? And then what they can do is show evidence of this, sending it to 10 friends of yours, of theirs, right? And then they posting and stuff like that. That would easily triple your reach and the engagement you really want to get, right? So that is what I'll leave you with. A contest. Try creating a contest. So it's the easiest way to, triple up your engagement, your reach and everything you want, even before hitting paid advertisements. Okay. It's very important. And that's what I'll leave you guys with. And I hope this episode helped you to actually get thinking as to how to explode your businesses and whatever you're looking to do. And as a social enterprise, think of how you can also implement this as well. It can be a contest, like any form of a contest that would help people to, share. And then organic, referrals go on. And then that's how you get out there. So I hope it helps. As always, don't forget to stay arisen. Ooh, wasn't that awesome? But I'm sure you've heard this quote before. You are the average of the 5 people you hang around with, right? You see, I'm very intentional with the people I watch, the people I talk to, the people I listen to, and the people I get advice from. The knowledge I possess right now is as a result of the connections and associations I've made with these past years. In fact, I can account my knowledge and business to a few elite groups I'm part of. For a while now, I've been wondering if there are other elite entrepreneurial focused groups on social media in Ghana. And to my surprise, almost all the groups I joined were platforms for a bunch of unskilled marketers and business owners who did nothing but only promote their products and services all day. Or they talked about what's new in politics and football, or the hottest number pairing to win the lottery. As frustrating as that could be, I never got value from all these groups, so I booted myself out of them quickly. Then I had an idea. What if I created the kind of group on Facebook where real value is shared within the community so we can impact ourselves together, make money together, share our wins and losses together, and together make the world a better place? So I did. And we are calling it Living the Arisen Live Online. This is a group on Facebook where dreams come to life, exponential growth is experienced, and lives are imparted. You wanna join? Head over to www.livingthearisenlive.online. www.livingthearisenlive.online. And I'll see you on the inside. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.